Okay, so we've been going through the various dinim of lechem oni, right? The various halachos being derived from the Torah's characterization of matzah as lechem oni. So far we've been seen different categories of these dinim. First category were chetzer related dinim. That was the first category. Second category were halachos pertaining to the ufen ha'achila, right? The maisa achila, the type of achila of matzah. And now we're going to move on to a third category, which relates to the afia, right? The preparation, the achana, right? The way in which matzah is prepared. So before we get into the details of it, just point out that the fact that the din lechem oni would extend to the realm of, or the maisa afia, or the achana of the matzah, right, works particularly well within Rav Hirsch's approach. If you recall, right, Rav Hirsch's approach to matzah is all about, right, and the symbolism of matzah in contrast to chametz is specifically about the way in which matzah is prepared in contrast to chametz. Again, according to Rav Hirsch, the whole symbolism of matzah is the fact that, right, because it's prepared within a certain time frame, with a limited amount of time, so that shows that matzah, you know, represents dependence, right? Because a person, the person who bakes matzah, does not control his own time, does not have all the time in the world to bake the matzah. So that's gufa, what the, you know, what the symbolism of matzah is. It represents dependence because it's baked in a way, right, which highlights someone who doesn't control their own time and therefore has a limited amount of time in which to bake their matzah. So again, the fact that lechem oni, which, right, pertains not only to the realm of the chevtza or even the realm of the ma'isa achila, but also to, you know, to the realm of how matzah is prepared. Which at first glance, like, oh, that's just a hechsher ba'alma. Like, why is the way in which matzah is prepared, why does that matter? But again, it's particularly according to Rav Hirsch's approach that, no, the whole symbolism of matzah stems from the way in which matzah is prepared. The fact that it has a short amount of time to be prepared, which itself symbolizes dependence. So again, works out very nicely with the fact that there are a number of halachos, we're going to discuss one, right, a number of halachos which pertain not only to the ma'isa achila and the but also to the realm of the Maisa Afia and the Achana. Okay, that's just Ha'ara. So again, the one din which many Rishonim really speak about is the third drasha of Lechem Oni in the Braisa quoted on the Gemara on Kuftes Vavam and Aleph, Kuftes Vavam Bez to Kuftes Zayin and Aleph. So again, if you look at the Gemara on Kuftes Zayin and Aleph, right, the last of the list of dinim. See, it's top line, Dabar Acher, are you?
Dabar Acher, Mazar Kushani, who massive is the open, so he likes the fire and his wife bakes. I've got now who massive is the open, so they do the whole baking mass themselves.
Exactly, right? So the simple interpretation of the Gemara is literally exactly like you said, is that the husband should, you know, heat up the oven and the wife should bake. Which is okay. But at the very least, you see it has to do with the way in which matzah is prepared. That's clear. But what isn't clear, and that we're going to have to discuss now, is like, what exactly is the value of, you know, who masik v'ishta ofet? What exactly is the idea going on here? What exactly is the reason behind this then? So we're going to see two general approaches here to what exactly is the value underlying who masik v'ishta ofet. Right? The first approach is that the value of who masik v'ishta ofet is to negate the possibility of the matzah becoming chametz, right? Right. The first approach is going to say that this whole value, the whole value underlying who masik v'ishta ofen, is the fact of shol tachmetz, is to make sure that the matzah does not become chametz. And again, before we're getting into the details here, it's just important to note that this connection between matzah and the fact that you have a din of matzah, of lechem oni, which whose significance is all about negating the possibility of chametz, just a couple ha'aras in terms of that. We're going to see, hopefully, the last shir of the Zman here. We're going to develop this very important yisod, which says that a lot of the geder of matzah is the fact that matzah is not chametz. Many mekoros would suggest this idea, that part of the geder of matzah is specifically the fact that it could have been chametz, but yet it wasn't. we'll see in dinim such as like that the ingredients of matzah, or the ingredients which have the potential to turn into chametz, many dinim such as that, which are all that part of the geder of matzah is that it had the potential to become chametz, but yet we're doing it in a manner which limits it, which defines it as matzah. Again, that part of the yisod, part of the geder of matzah, is specifically the fact that it's the negation of chametz. So again, ha'ara number one is the fact that a din of lechem oni, of matzah, is particularly focused on ensuring that it doesn't become chametz. That itself relates to this larger theme regarding the connection between matzah and chametz, that part of the geder of matzah is the negation of chametz. That's number one. Number two, the fact that lechem oni specifically is connected to the negation of chametz also works out very nicely with the mahalach of Rav Hirsch that we quoted on the first day of the Sigah. Again, as we're saying, according to Rav Hirsch, part of the essence of matzah and part of the symbolism of matzah, again, the fact that matzah represents, you know, dependence, the fact that it doesn't have time for it to rise, part of matzah is all about the fact that it's not chametz, right? The matzah for Rav Hirsch is baked by a person who doesn't control his time, specifically in contrast to chametz, which is the exact opposite symbolism of someone who does control his time, and therefore chametz represents, you know, independence, complete or independence, while matzah is the opposite of that. Matzah is all about the dependence. So again, the second R is the fact that you have lechem oni, specifically being, you know, that a din derived from lechem oni particularly relates to the negation of chametz. Again, number one works out, the first R is that it works out generally with the, you know, with the theme within matzah. The matzah is about being the negation of chametz. And then R number two is specifically that the din of lechem oni, which again we developed according to Rav Hirsch, is all about the contrast to chametz. Again, according to Rav Hirsch, the whole symbolism of matzah is that it represents dependence. It represents, right, it's baked by someone who does not control his own time. But again, it's specifically in contrast to chametz, which represents the opposite idea of independence, because it has, right, it is baked by someone who has all the time in the world, and therefore represents someone who controls his own time, represents the opposite of chametz. So again, according to Rav Hirsch, the fact that part of the symbolism of matzah is that on Pesach we embrace the symbol of chametz, of matzah rather, because specifically because it's not chametz, again, because it's focused on the theme of dependence, in stark contrast to chametz, which is all about independence. So again, the fact that a din of lechem oni is all about, according to this first approach, is all about the negation of chametz, about making sure that the matzah doesn't turn into chametz, again, works out very nicely. But within this first approach, that again, the din of who masik the ishta ofer is all about preventing chametz, there are going to be two different versions in Mefarshim in terms of how does this din of who masik the ishta ofer, how does that negate, you know, the chashash of chametz? So the called version 1a, found in, you know, could say most of the Rishonim, is, right, the simple idea is, right, what do you think of the idea is, Arya? What was the idea coming out of the Rishonim? Why is who masik v'hutano, who masik the ishta ofer? Has that
bastards.
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's like an assembly line. Instead of the one person lighting, you know, heating up the oven and putting the matzahs in, yet it's like an assembly line. You know, the husband's in charge of heating up the oven, and the wife is in charge of, right after the husband gets the oven as hot as possible, you know, the wife puts in the matzahs right away. So again, that'll create a certain efficient system to make sure that that it does not become chametz. So again, version 2a is basically that this is a system to make sure that the matzahs are baked at the highest temperature as possible. So again, the Rishonim, number of Rishonim seem to, you know, adopt this first version of 1a, we'll call it. All right, so number one is the clearest is the Rashbam. We'll just read the Rashbam first. Dira Maschil Darko Shel Ani. Arya, when you get a chance.
Darko Shel Ani, who Masik Bishofa. But knows the Miyad, the Tanar, because she named Marhasekos, so right when he finishes lighting the fire, he'll put it right in the oven.
That she's going to put it right in the oven.
She will find. She already shami is standing. She's scared it will get cold. Atanar, Kodam, she's down in the Uskin.
And then Kodam, she's down there.
She's down.
Right, this system of having him, right, the guy, the husband, heating up the oven, and she putting it in, that ensures that right when the oven is at like the highest possible temperature, boom, right away, she's going to put the matzah in to ensure that there's no problem of chametz. So, right, and Rishbam continues.
Oskin Shneim Zebahezik B'Tanar Zubah Esa.
Right? It's this way of like each one having their own job. So Avkan.
Avkan, who masiv yishto over kadesh lo tachma. So to hear it, if they're doing it this way, they won't become chama.
Okay, so the Rashbam basically clearly explains that the value here is to speed up the process to make sure it doesn't become chametz. And again, Rashi on the spot doesn't spell it out in as much detail as Rashbam, or at least he tells so. But Rashi, Dir Maschel Avkan, who masik the Ishta Ofet, just says, Kidesh lo tachmetz. And the simple is that, you know, by him heating up the oven and she putting the bread in, again, sounds like it speeds up the process to make sure that there's no chashash chametz. Again, Rashbam explicit like this, Rashi presumably like this, and then also the first day in the Meram Chalava, right? The first day in the Meram Chalava on the spot, also just read it inside, it says, Yesh Mefarshim, this is the first day in the Meram Chalava, right? Yesh Mefarshim, Kedisha Timaher, La'afa, or La'afos, V'lo Savo, Lidei Chimetz. Again, that this process ensures a speedy process to ensure that the matzahs do not become chametz. Okay, right? So again, version 1a is that the Humasek, Vuhu v'ishta ofe, again, is a way of speeding up the process to make sure that that it doesn't become chametz. Anyone able to find the Helmik Davar and Dvarim in the Beis Medrash? You were? Oh, you see it? Okay. So I couldn't find it. But, so he quotes the Girsa of the Gra that he quotes?
What did the Girsa was? Just who?
Hu ofe v'ishto losha. So you remember how he explained what that was?
Yeah, because...
Meaning, right, the person who's baking should not be the person who's doing the lush. Doing the lush, right, connected to the college kolos, right, they're doing lush now. Right? So it says in the Tziv, right, he says, this is the Gra is an alternative girsa in the Gemara. Right? This is the Gra's Haggadah. Right? He has this girsa of, instead of who masik, the ishto ofet, it's who ofet, the ishto lasha, and the tzid develops that what the idea behind this girsa of the Gra is that you don't want the person who's doing lush, who's kneading the matzos, to be the person who's involved in heating up the oven, because then a little technical idea, but the idea is then if the person who's heating up, who's putting the stuff in the oven, is also doing the lisha, so then that person's hands are going to be warm, and that's going to be machmitz. The matzah. So again, this version 1b, we'll call it, is that again, the overall din of lechem, of being derived from lechem oni here again is to prevent chimutz, but again, while version 1a is about speeding up the process to make sure there's no chametz, again, this version of the netziv, b'shem the Gra, is to just say that the person who's kneading, who's doing lush, should not be the person who's involved in the baking, because you don't want the person who's doing the lisha to have warm hands, because if you have warm hands, then it's going to end up being machmetz. So again, this is two different versions of the little tachmetz approach. And again, as I said before, the fact that you have din lechem oni, which is all about, right, not about the, you know, the details of the matzah, whether it be the chefza of matzah, the maisa achil of the matzah, or anything, but it's particularly a focus on the preparation of the matzah to make sure that it, you know, doesn't become chametz. Again, we pointed out that, you know, while the details of how it prevents the chametz are more technical, or the broader implications are become important regarding the relationship between matzah and chametz generally, and particularly the fact that part of the symbolism of lechem oni is particularly about the preparation of matzah in stark contrast to the preparation of chametz. Okay. So again, Adkan is the first approach, again, that here it's dealing with the achana of matzah, particularly to ensure that it doesn't become chametz. The second approach in the Rishonim is that this yisod, right, this din of humasik, the ishta ofa, has nothing to do with, you know, ensuring that the matzah does not become chametz, but it's rather about, anyone remember the Ram Chalava quotes is, the Rush quotes is, the Torah quotes is? Exactly, right? There's a value, right, in the person baking his own matzahs. It happens to be a lot, you know, there's certain people who are machmir, particularly in Eretz Israel, a lot of people do this. People are machmir to bake their own matzahs. So is that just a general, you know, idea of being osik, you know, in your own mitzvahs? But according to these, we're shown, no, it all stems from this drasha from Lechem Oni of who masik v'ishta ofe, which again, is not an assembly line according to these people. Is that, no, the wife and the husband should both be involved in the process of creating their matzahs. So again, and the idea is, just how does it come from lechem oni? Because the idea is, just like an oni, I guess, can't pay other people to bake their own right? Just like an ani cannot bake, cannot pay other people, cannot afford to pay other people to bake his own food. So too, right? So too, we, the din of lechem oni establishes that a person should be like an ani and bake their own matzahs. But again, while it comes out of lechem oni because an ani bakes his own thing, it's possible to suggest that beyond just trying to replicate what an ani does, just like an ani prepares his own food, we prepare our own food. It's possible to suggest as an added value here that we want to particularly, that if there's a value for a person to be actively and personally involved in the preparation of his own matzahs, you could say, in addition to, you know, just the general, you know, klali value of being, you know, being as involved as you can in mitzvahs, but maybe particularly it's about, we want the person to grant the shame lechem oni to his own matzahs. And by being personally involved in the process, just like an ani is, that's a person's way of conferring a shame lechem oni on the matzah himself. So it could be an added value of a person baking his own matzahs and replicating an ani in doing so. It's not just, okay, another manifestation of replicating an ani to highlight the Shiva theme, that too, but perhaps also by being involved in the process itself and by replicating an ani in the process, you're basically, in the process itself, basically being meichel on the matzah, the shem lechem oni, by yourself.
Yeah. Is it really something that's coming out of lechem oni, or is it just sounds like a smach? Meaning this din is because of shmira on the matzos, and you want to not have a goy do it for you, so just in case he messes up, even if you're omed alav, and you want to do it yourself. That's the chumrah. And having to be, there's also this nice thing in that you're like the ani, or also that not to become lidei chimutz, and also like an ani because they do it quickly.
He's
like a
smile. Well, we'll see the Rishonim. These Rishonim don't say that it's about doing it quickly. This is specifically not. Meaning, these.
I mean,
just not a but I'm saying that's not what these are. This is the alternative. Meaning, one group of Rishonim focus on Shalol Asali Dechimutz, but the following Mefarshim who focus on personal involvement mention nothing of the sort of Chimutz.
Well, I know, but that seems like it's Mitzad. Ushmartem to have your tablet lishma, and the goy can't be lishma, so you wanted to be machmir to make sure that you yourself do it.
Let's see the lishonos right now.
Okay.
And let's see what. Meaning, anyone have the Maram Chalava? So I'll read the Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava is the first Rishon who says this. Right after quoting the first day, which is all about Shalom Asa Li Bechimutz, his second day says as follows. Ubali Maisim Bechasidim, machmir in Alatzman, they're machmir on themselves. The Gaonim Machmirim, because already in the time of the Gaonim, the Gaonim were Machmir. Veloshin ba'atzman va'ofin ba'atzman. They did the Lisha themselves, they did the Afia themselves. Ukehu darminon lechem oni ma'darko shal ani humasik v'ishta ofe. Avkan humasik v'ishta ofe. Adkan. Limanu shihu mefarsha, that these people, right, these Gaonim are mefarish humasik v'ishta ofe. Mishum isek mitzvah. It's about being involved in the mitzvah. Right? Nothing to do with speed or chimutz. All about personal involvement. Rush. Right, the Rush, this is not an Araparic, this is in Parak Bey's Simen Chavav. Right, the Rush also says the following Lashon. Ubali Maisa v'chasidim v'hatzmimim. Okay, three different categories. Ubali Maisa, chasidim, and tzmimim. Machmirin al atzman ki ga'onim, ha-machmirin, v'loshin va'ofin ba'atzman. Again, they all seem, again, so far, the Maram Chalava second day, the Rush in Perek Bey's Simen Chavav. We're going to see the Torah quotes this, and the Mitziv also quotes this, according to Arki Yersad. They're all saying that the din of Humasik v'ishta ofe is all about, yeah, Humasik v'ishta ofe, they have to, meaning each person has to be involved himself. So again, I don't know.
The context before, the line before this. Where in the Rosh.
He's just saying.
And now, but they, saying, you know, said they didn't have an Ayde Goy, they would do it themselves.
Meaning, he's saying, Be'ikra din, you can even have a Goy do it, because as long as someone's watching to make sure there's no chimutz, that's fine, Be'ikra din. But these, right, the following, you know, the Gaonim, said, no, there's a value in doing it yourself. Be similarly stemming, and they all quote, what's the source that there's a value in doing it yourself? Again, the way they understand that line is that it's not like, okay, it's not about the division of responsibilities, like the Rashbam Rashi, that, okay, you know, you do X, I do Y, and that'll create, you know, a fast process. It's that, no, it's, we want both the man and the wife, Chiddush also, we want everyone to be involved. So we give everyone a responsibility, not so that the process goes faster, but that so that everyone's involved in the process. So again, the division of responsibility is not a way of speeding up the process, but the division of responsibility is a way of getting everyone involved. And it sounds like that's just the way they understand this drasha, again, and it's about resembling an ani who, again, who generally, I guess, they need as much help as they can in, you know, in doing it. And so again, all I'm saying is that value number one is just resembling the ani, I guess that adds to the shibud theme. And again, it could be that what they're saying is that the second value to that is that by, through each person being personally involved, and through that personal involvement, you're resembling the ani, in a way you're able to, I guess, directly, you know, make it lechem oni. Again, while the prusa, or the fact that it's not lechem oni, the fact that it doesn't have the juices which make him matzah shira, those are all like, okay, in metzias, right, the matzah is broken, so it resembles, you know, lechem oni, or it doesn't have, you know, fruit juices, so it resembles lechem oni. But here, it's not just, okay, the totsa, what you created, was, you know, resembles lechem oni. But it's that the process itself, you know, you're being involved in the process of, just like the process of an ani would be, and therefore it could be that through that process you're actively and directly making it into lechem oni. So again, that it could be that the added value is that in this way the person is able to generate, you know, the shem lechem oni himself, directly and personally. Could be. Okay, so we had the Maram Chalava second day of saying this. You have the Rush saying this. And then the Tour, you know, quotes his father. And again, quotes this, you know, this value of being involved himself. And he says, oh, my father used to do this. My father, you know, my father on, you know, Pesach used to be involved in the process. And this is the Tour in Tuf Samach, if base. Again, the Tour, I'm going to have to read it inside. But again, Paskin's this value. And then it's Siv, in that same piece in Hamek Davar, after quoting the Gruz version, the Gruz Girsa says, oh, but according to our Girsa, of Hu Masik V'Ishta Ofe, he says, you know, the Pash Pshat of Hu Masik V'Ishta Ofe, says, he doesn't like the Shalom Asali Dechimus idea, he doesn't think that's the Pshat. He thinks the Pshat of Hu Masik V'Ishta Ofe, the Pshat of our Girsa, is the value of Hu, of like, you know, each person being personally, personally involved. Okay, so again, so far, in terms of the Maisa Afia, again, specifically in terms of this din of Humasik Vishtofe, two different approaches, whether it's about, you know, preventing chimutz, again, two different versions within that, of it, is it just about speeding up the process, or is it about, you know, making sure that the leash is done with cold hands? Again, and that connects to the general relationship between chametz and matzah. But and then the second approach, is that it's about personal involvement, that through being personally involved, you resemble the ani, in that sense. Okay, so Adkan is the category of the hachana of matzah, and now moving on to the fourth and last category of dinim stemming from lechem oni, which is about the relationship between matzah and the mitzvah of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Israel, where does this come from? Which din of lechem oni relates to the sipur yitzias Mitzrayim? Exactly, excellent, right? So this is the din of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, okay, which is quoted both in the Braisa on Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis, right? It's quoted, what are your minds, Yisrael? See Amar Shmuel? See four lines up, Amar Shmuel Lechem Oni? Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis? Four lines up from the bottom.
Amar Shmuel Lechem Oni?
All right, so Shmuel already has this drasha that we learn out from Oni, focused on like Oni Lashon Aniya to like respond that this is the lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe that you say, you know, many things on, and then Tanya Mihachi, the first in the Brisa, the first drasha in the Brisa also has this drasha, and then in addition to those two, the two drashas on Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis, you also have this on Lamed Vav Amad Aleph, the Brisa there, where Rabbi Akiva, again, in addition to deriving the psul of Matzah Ashira, also, again, in the Brisa on Lamed Vav Amad Aleph, learns out from the Kri, right, of Oni, again, quotes the same member of Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim, Alav Dvarim Harbe, or the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amad Aleph, says that it's also a drasha that Rabbi Akiva agrees to. Right, so again, stemming from this drasha of lechem she'onim devarim harbe, is this value of connecting the matzah with the, we'll call devarim harbe, which presumably is a reference to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, right, and the reason why this is significant, again, relates back to what we were developing in the first year, right, in that especially according to, you know, approach number two, right, the normative approach, that matzah integrates two distinct themes, both the theme of Shibud through Lechem Oni and the theme of Geula through Shul Hizbik Batzekim or Lahachmitz, through the fact that, right, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they did it in such a hurry that, you know, they ended up, you know, bringing out matzos. So again, within the mitzvah of matzah, you have these two themes of Shibud and Geula. So if you're looking to what other mitzvah of the night, again, best highlights these two themes of Shibud and Geula, it's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? It's within Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we develop these two themes. We go focus on the background, the history of Shibud, and then we celebrate the Geula. So again, the fact that Matzah, which has the two themes of Shibud and Geula, is specifically connected to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which also focuses on these two themes of Shibud and Geula, again, works out very nicely. And the way the Rav says it is that this connection between matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim works in both directions. Again, the way we're going to explain it now is not the way he explains it, but again, the Rav has this idea that the connection between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and matzah really works in both directions, and we'll explain it along the lines that we've been developing. So it works both, it impacts both the mitzvah of matzah, and it also impacts the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, both mitzvahs are enhanced. So again, let's just to spell it out like we've been spelling it out, right? The mitzvah of matzah is enhanced, or one could say, is that because by having the matzos on the table while we are performing the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are basically accentuating the themes within the mitzvah of matzah. So again, the connection between matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in one direction helps accentuate the, you know, the themes within the mitzvah of matzah. We basically, by having the matzos present there, that reminds us that, oh, within this one matzah is two themes, both of the lechem oni, the Shibud theme, and the Geula theme. So therefore, by having the matzos exposed and out on the table while we're performing the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the one hand, that enhances the mitzvah of matzah by giving us a greater appreciation of the two internal themes within the mitzvah of matzah. We're going to get to this. We're going to get to the question of when this is in just a moment. But generally, the general connection to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, is going to highlight the internal themes within matzah. But again, the Rav says, but not only does this enhance the mitzvah of matzah, it also enhances the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that has its own drasha. Again, this is what Willie, you know, referenced the other day, right? Already in the Haggadah, we say ba'avur zeh. Right, that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say ba'avur zeh, and the Haggadah darshens out, lo amarti ela b'shah shematzah emar munachem lefanecha. So that highlights, again, so while the lechem oni, lechem she'onim lo dvarim harbe highlights that the mitzvah of matzah is enhanced by this connection, or the internal themes of matzah are enhanced by doing it alongside the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the ba'avur zeh drasha, right, lo amarti ela b'shah shematzah emar munachem lefanecha, is a way of enhancing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, from the perspective of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, by having all these one could say props, right? By having all these different props, that basically enhances, one can say, it concretizes, you know, the themes of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Instead of just talking about Shibud and Geula, you know, conceptually, you have concrete matter, right? You have maror right there. That highlights, you know, the theme of Shibud. And then you have the matzo, which again we're suggesting now highlights both the theme of Shibud and the theme of Geula, again, as both a way of Wurzeh of highlighting the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, as the Rav points out, this connection between matzah and Sipur Yetzias, between matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is mutually reinforcing both for the mitzvah of matzah to enforce the internal themes within matzah, and It benefits and enhances the mitzvah of separatism, but not just, you know, doing it in the realm of dibur and thought and, you know, and discussion, but also having concrete props, again, which, you know, come to accentuate the themes of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. But within this din, going back, right, within this din, lechem she'onim onim olav dvarim harbe, the question, the issue at hand is, okay, so what are dvarim harbe? What is the shir? When do you have to have the matzos on the table and uncovered on the table to fulfill this din of lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe? So again, we're going to find that there are three different shitos in the Rishonim in terms of what exactly is the particular shir of dvarim harbe, that in terms of when exactly do we have to have the matzos on the table uncovered to be mekayim this din of lechem oni, of lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. Anyone see the Rambam in Perek Ches, when he, if you look very carefully, Rambam makes it very clear that it's the shortest amount of time, right? He says you only have to have the matzah on the table during a very specific portion of Maggid. Right? You see, Halacha Dalet. Go for it, Ari.
Matzah shochel lefanav omer pesach sesha anu ochlin al shem pesach hamakom al batei hosim and mitzrayim.
So in short, what is this referring to? What are these three things? These are Rabbi Gamliel's, right? Rabbi Gamliel's Gimel Dvar.
Yeah.
Right? And part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is its own, you know, sugya that you have to, you know, kol shel omer Gimel Dvar malalu lo yatsa yudei chavasan. It's Pesach, Matzah, Omer. So if you look very carefully, that the Rambam says you only have to return the table with the matzah right before you say the Rabbi Gamliel's three Dvar. Right, so according to the Rambam, right, the only time you have to have the matzah on the table is during the amira of the Gimel Dvar. But it's important to note, as we referenced in earlier shiurim, it's not so clear that the Rambam paskins this din of lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. If you recall, Rav Shurkin points out that the Rambam never paskins, never at least states or explicates this din of lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. So one interpretation of the Rambam is that he never paskins lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe, and all he's discussing here is the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of, you know, of Rambam Gamliel of Ba'avur Zeh. So again, the first explanation of the Rambam is that the Rambam is not telling us the shir in lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe, and if you accept Rav Shurkin's interpretation, is that Rambam rejects lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe, so you can't be medayik from the Rambam of what the shir is. Again, all the Rambam here is focusing on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's all what is going on here, and he's just describing the kiyum of ba'avur zeh lo amarti ela b'shal shematzah mora munachim lefanecha. But according to the second interpretation, if you recall, the Rav himself assumed that the Rambam does paskin lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. So according to the second interpretation of the Rambam, what would emerge from the Rambam is that he's paskin lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe and saying that the shir of dvarim harbe are only the gimel dvarim of Rambam Gamliel. That in order to fulfill the shir of lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe is that you only need to have the matzah around during Rambam Gamliel's gimel dvarim. During that one reference to matzah, when he say, right, you know, matzah mishuma, right, matzah al shuma, hashlo hispik batzekim lahachmitz, batzekim shalavosenu lahachmitz ashenigla, etc., etc. Again, and according to this, again, first version, this first, you know, option of the shir of lech of dvarim harbe comes very important, that the din of lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe is fully mukuyam by having your matzos present for Rambam Gamliel's statements. And what's interesting is that Rambam Gamliel's statements is only focused on one theme, and one theme only. It's only focused on the theme of Geula. Which now becomes ironic that the din of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, which is derived from the phrase Lechem Oni, is mukuyim at a point in the Seder where we only make reference to the theme of Cheiros. I'm saying from a matzah. I'm saying the din of matzah lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe is only mekuyim according to the Rambam, right? Liba to the Rav's, you know, interpretation through a reference to cheres, which is just an interesting ha'ara.
You said lechem oni is a negative thing. It might only be referring to Geula. It's not, it sounds like it's just like saying over the Haggadah and going through Geula, and not it's not a poor man. It's not.
Meaning,
who says there's any aspects of ani to it? Why can't it only be?
You're saying specifically this drach? I mean, specifically
yeah,
this drach.
Like Lechem Shonalov Dermarbe is like the positive.
Yeah, but it's stemming from the pasuk, which is Lechem Oni, which. I'm saying all the other drashas from Lechem Oni are all about. I mean,
Ani also fine.
I mean, Psula Matzah Ashira, not Darko Shel Ani. No, no, but again, they remember Rabbi Akiva. I'll say for instance, meaning Rabbi Akiva, who
not Mikra, sorry.
Right. Either way, I mean Rabbi Akiva, who holds of this Kri, okay. also holds of the Ksiv, of Ani, to say that it's. There's a psula matzah ashira.
So if there was,
so you're saying just two different dinim. There are two different drashas from the term lechem oni. One has to do with anias, and one has to do just oni kri. Has only has to do with like anias as in saying. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, it could be. I'm just saying like generally you would assume that the din of lechem she'onim ala dvarim harbe, which stems from the phrase of lechem oni, would serve to also highlight that theme of lechem oni of shiva. That's what I think that's what the other Rishonim are going to say. But again, it could be that's the way the Rambam is going to interpret. Din of lechem oni, she'onim lav dvarim harbe, has nothing to do with ani in the, you know, poor man sense. I guess that's what could emerge. Yeah.
How clear is it that onim lav dvarim harbe is only b'shosh and munach lefanav mamish?
It sounds like the reason why when we uncover, we bring the, it sounds like from the farshim, the reason why we bring the matzos back to the table is in order to fulfill that din.
Not because of bad words, eh?
I thought it's because of both. That's not the way that
the Rambam.
Yeah, again, with the Rambam's hard just because it doesn't clearly paskin on the of Tvarim Harbe, but yeah, so it's hard to pin down the Rambam for that. But that's the. I think the assumption is that you bring it back to the table in order. Again, you're right. Sometimes they just say the Bavur Zeh part, but presumably, like, how is it Olav if it's not?
I don't know, the Samuklo or. You know,
okay. The Rav Delva doesn't assume that. The Rav assumes that it's only Onam Olav Dvarim Harbe when it's like, you know, when it's there in front of you. And that's. But yeah. Okay, so again, so the first approach in terms of the shear of, you know, when Dvarim Harbe applies, again, is the Rambam, Alatzah, that the Rambam is passing this, is that right, with that it's limited to Rambam Gamliel. All right, the second approach is that, no, that the din of Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe applies throughout the entire Haggadah. Again, this comes from Tosas and Kuf Yudal Amun Aleph. If you turn to Tosas Kuf Yudal Amun Aleph, so here when Tosos, again, yeah, again, so to answer Asher's question, right, the Tosos makes it very clear that the value in returning the matzah to the table is in order to be Mekayim Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe, implication being that it has to be at the table in order to fulfill that. I thought I saw it somewhere, but yeah, for sure it's clear in Tosos. If you go back to Tzvi, see Tosos, Heviyu Lefanav Matzah, and Kuf Yudal Amun Aleph. And just skip to, you said Umiyad Kisha Okrin?
Yeah, Umiyad Kisha Okrin, Rachazirim, the fun of the Matsu Mamor, Olaf, Shavisa, fun of Agada, Matsuzu, Marze. Rachidamar, Lachamoni, Shon Lavalamar.
Right, so it's very, according to Tosas, he does that. When we take away the table, you bring it right back, you take away the table, you know, the answer to all questions, Kadeshi, Shiloh, Tinokos, right, but you bring it right back, right, because she just told us that you want the table, the shulchan, with the matzah on it, to be in front of you while you're reciting seemingly the entire Haggadah, because you want to be Mekayim the din of Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe. So again, the way the Tosos seems to define the shear of She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe is that it refers to the entire Haggadah, and that's why right you have to bring the table back basically right away, so that for the entire Haggadah, the matzah is present. And as we were developing before, the fact that you'd want to be Mekayim Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe, right, through having the entire Haggadah, is because throughout the entire Haggadah, that's when you discuss both themes of Shibud and Geula, right? That's the whole, right? The entire, you know, right? Tchilim b'knus, misayim b'shvach. A part of the gather of Haggadah is focusing on the transition from the Sheba to the Gula. So the fact that, again, you have the Lechem she'onam alav darim harbe for Tosas as being the entire Haggadah, again, and the entire Haggadah, which is focused on these two themes of both Shibud and Gula, again, then works out very nicely, and then that will, through having both of those themes recited while you have the matzah present, that'll be that kiyum in matzah, because that'll accentuate, you know, the two themes within matzah of both Shibud and Gula as we're developing. So like this was we're referencing before, Willie, that like, again, for Tosas, and we'll see Rashi also, the fact that they focus on the entire Haggadah is presumably because they want to associate this din lechem she'onam lav dvarim harbe with both themes, both the oni, the Sheba theme, and the Chiras theme. You might be right within the Rambam that it's limited to Ron Gamliel, which is focused on Chiras alone, but again, for the other Rishonim, they seem to want to focus on, you know, both themes of Chiras and Sheba because they want to highlight both themes within matzah. So again, the second approach is that it's for the entire Haggadah, that is the Shita of Tosas.
Doesn't Tosas seem to say, like, because Shachar Haggadah Matzah Zumar is dead, like, that's the reason why he's doing it?
But Ukid Amr Lechem Oni Sholom Olav Dvaram Harbe. He definitely associates it with...
Yeah, but, like, it's part of the...
Well, you could say both, no?
Yeah, but, like, it seems like that's sacred.
I would say he's saying both. No, Sarach Lomer Bahagada Matazu Ukdamer Lechem Oni Shonim Lo Dvarim Harbe. It sounds like the value of having the matzah and the mar in front of you is to fulfill both. The ba'av, you're saying the ba'av is that part, the right, the mitzah that super yitzis and shrine, but then also mitzah matzah. You're saying you can say that you only need. Yeah, I think it's going on both. I think the pashas is that, you know, the Tosas is associating lechem oni she'onam alav dvarim harbe with Haggadah as well. So the Haggadah is not just going on the bavur zat part. I think that's the pashas. But I hear what you're saying. The third shita is the famous Rashi. Right, Rashi, if you turn back to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, right, Rashi seems to go beyond Tosas and says that the din of she'onam alav dvarim harbe is not limited to Haggadah, but also includes what? Yisrael? In addition to Haggadah, what else does Rashi include in onam alav dvarim harbe?
He said,
remember Rashi lamed vav amud aleph? Let you turn. Tira masl she'onam alav dvarim. It's just like sticks it in there. See, she'onam alav dvarim.
Yeah, how?
Exactly, right? Shagomrim olav esahalel, v'omrim olav Haggadah. Right? So Rashi seems to argue both in the Rambam and on Tosas and say, no, that not only is the she'onim olav dvarim harbe referring to Haggadah, like Tosas, but it also includes Hallel. Right? And the Rav, in Hari Kedem, also a beautiful piece, this is in Siman Kuf Aleph, points out that the reason why Rashi includes Hallel in here, he says, in a chanami, right, Rashi agrees with Tosas that the etzem, the yisod of she'onam alav dvarim harbe, is associating matzah with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The difference between Rashi and Tosas is the geder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. While Tosas limits the geder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to Haggadah, which is the simple, right, the simple kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is al yedei, you know, Magid. Rashi says, oh, that Hallel, or the Rav says, at least the first part of Hallel is also, right, the first part of Hallel, which we say, you know, right after Magid, is part of the Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rav, you know, develops a beautiful piece. Again, this is, right, the core of this is already found in a famous piece in the Griz. But the idea is that part of the Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is, you know, and the part of the din of Liras as Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim is to internalize the Geula to such an extent that you like spontaneously recite Hallel. So the first part of Hallel, which according to, you know, this is a famous idea of the Griz, already dating back to the Bahag, has this idea that the Hallel on the Seder night is B'Torah Shira, is the idea is that it's a kiyum in Liros, it's Asma Kiliyot of Mitzrayim, is that, right, when if you fully internalize the Gula, that you're really part of the Gula, so then you spontaneously, you know, recite Shira, you recite Hallel. So the recitation, at least of the first half of Hallel, says the Rav, is part of the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's part of the kiyum of Liros as Atzmo Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. So therefore, right, therefore Rashi associates not only the Haggadah with Omrim Allah Dharam Harbe, but also Gomer Mesa Hallel, which the Rav explains is because even the Amira of the Hallel is part of the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is part of the kiyum of Liros as Atzmo Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, because it's like a spontaneous, you know, a spontaneous song, as you know, stemming from your Liras of Asmo Kihulu Yatsim Mitzrayim. And the Rav again limits this. He interprets Rashi, right, despite Rashi saying Gomrim is Olav is a Hallel, which sounds like it's the entire thing. The Rav says that Gomrim here does not mean to finish, it means to recite. And it's really, says the Rav, he limits it to the first half of the Hallel, which is recited right after Maggid. He says the first half of Hallel makes reference to the Geula, to the Geula of Mitzrayim particularly, while the second half of Hallel, which is recited after Birchas Hamazon, that's more of a universalistic Hallel, which is not part of the Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, the Rav, again, I guess a little bit dochak, and in the Lashon of Gomrim, says Gomrim Lavas HaHalal doesn't mean to conclude, but really means just to recite the Halal, but it's really referring to the first half of Halal, which has this Kiyam of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it makes reference to the, you know, to the specific Gulas Mitzrayim. But again, in short, right, this third sheet is the Onam Lav Devarim Harbe, references not only Maggid, but also at least the first half of Halal, because both Halal and Maggid are both Kiyamim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is that what you're going to reference?
Yeah, I was going to say the Gomrim things. I mean, if you say like me, then maybe it will work a little better in terms of instead of Lav Dafka and Gomrim, Lav Dafka, the Olav. So say that. No, the second half of Hallel is also Olav.
Even though it's not present.
Right.
Okay.
Part of the whole, you know.
Okay. Again, the fact that the Ramas is already in your stomach. I guess
that's really Olav.
Okay. It's a little
like
hard.
When you bench, you know, you're benching Al, huh?
Yeah, that's on the Sphia, but yes, yeah, okay. I hear what you're saying. I think it's a little difficult. Then the Pashas is that Olav is that's there, but yeah, definitely in Tulsa it seems very clear. Yeah, I would say that's the Pashas. Okay, so Adkan is the various, you know, manifestations of the various dinim of Lechem Oni. Again, just to summarize for the big picture, or I was mocked in our discussion of Lechem Oni with this, but sometimes you can appreciate it better afterwards. All right, what emerged from all these various dinim of Lechem Oni is that, no, like three things, which I'll summarize. Number one is that there are a lot of various dinim stemming from Lechem Oni. Number one. Number two, a lot of different types of dinim stemming from Lechem Oni. Again, Chetzer oriented, Maisa Achila oriented, Afia-oriented connection to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. All these different, again, not only quantitatively a lot of them, qualitatively different types. And then a third thing we saw, particularly last year, is that you saw Lechem Oni, again, redefining Dinim B'chol HaShana, whether it be, you know, Dinei Brachos, of, you know, whether a bracha Rishona should be made on a Shalem or a Prusa, or the Din B'chol HaShana of Lechem Mishnah. Again, you see Lechem Oni, again, in all these three manifestations, you know, having a very enlarged role, again, in terms of the quantitative amount of dinim, you know, are derived from Lechem Oni, the many different types of dinim which are derived from Lechem Oni, the many other types of dinim which are redefined by Lechem Oni. So all these things establish that Lechem Oni plays a very central role within matzah, which again, which would work out very nicely with this approach 2b, which sees Lechem Oni not just as a side kiyum like approach number one, right, which is external to the mitzvah itself, and not only a particular din within the mitzvah of matzah like approach, you know, 2a, but again, approach 2b really sees Lechem Oni as redefining the overall theme of the mitzvah of matzah, because the theme of Sheba, the theme of Lechem Oni, really redefines the entire geula, and therefore that would work out very nicely with all these mekoros, which suggested this outsized role of Lechem Oni, again, both in terms of quantitatively, how many dinim are derived from it, qualitatively in terms of the different types of dinim derived from it, and again, number three, in terms of all these various dinim b'chol hashana, which are redefined by lechem oni, which again, would seemingly only make sense if lechem oni is really this, you know, centralized, you know, very important theme, which therefore is going to redefine all these different halachos. Okay, ad kan our discussion of, you know, the various categories of dinim coming out of lechem oni. I'd like to now transition to discussing, right, the nature of lechem oni, right? And we already made reference to this, but we're going to develop this a little more in terms of what type of din lechem oni is. Again, first issue is a different, like, concrete halachas, the different dinim coming out of it, but now we're going to discuss what is the nature of lechem oni. What's its relationship to the mitzvah of matzah and isach? So again, within this discussion of what the nature of the mitzvah of matzah, we're going to see two general approaches. The first general approach is that the din of lechem oni is limited to the mitzvah of matzah. So again, we're going to see in terms of timing, in terms of everything, the first approach is going to say that lechem oni is a din in the mitzvah of matzah. And therefore, whatever qualifications or limitations which apply to the mitzvah of matzah, those limitations will also apply to the din of lechem oni, because lechem oni is all a din in the mitzvah of matzah. The second approach we're going to, you know, develop towards the end of the day is that, no, that the din of lechem oni goes even beyond the mitzvah of matzah. So even if the mitzvah of matzah is limited, for instance, to Laila Rishona or to Kezias Rishona, we're going to see that the din of lechem oni, according to certain Makoros, the din of lechem oni is still going to have nafkamina beyond the mitzvah of matzah, beyond the mitzvah of the Erev Tochlu Matzah. So, which again, in terms of the broad, you know, picture, is going to be very important, because it shows that, you know, again, shows the outsized role of lechem oni, that it's not limited to the mitzvah of matzah, it really applies throughout. Yeah.
Rabbi says outside of the mitzvah of matzah, he means more than just like outside the chatz or the outside anything to do with
matzah. Anything to do with the mitzvah of matzah. Exactly. Yeah, anything to do with matzah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we'll get to the details, I guess, here. Yeah, you read the gris, so you know what I'm saying. But yeah, exactly. So let's first develop the first approach that has to do with the mitzvah, that it's related to the mitzvah of matzah, and then we'll move on to the second approach, that it goes beyond the mitzvah of matzah, or beyond matzah itself. So the first approach, within the first approach that it has to do with the mitzvah of matzah, again, there are going to be two different versions here. The first version is going to say that it relates to the mitzvah of matzah, and it's ma'akev the mitzvah of matzah. Again, this is right, aligns with approach number two that we developed in the beginning of the sugya, which says that, again, that the din of lechem oni fully integrates into the mitzvah of matzah to the extent that the din of lechem oni is going to be ma'akev the mitzvah of matzah. Again, which we point out, really highlights that the mitzvah of matzah is not exclusively focused on the theme of geula, but it also is focused on the theme of shibud as represented by lechem oni, and therefore, because the mitzvah of matzah integrates both themes of cheirus / geula and shibud, therefore, if you're missing the din of lechem oni, meaning you're lacking the theme of shibud, that's going to be ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah. So let's, you know, quickly look at a number of makoros which suggest that again, not only is the din of lechem oni, not only does it pertain to the mitzvah of matzah, that it's ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah, which is a great highlight of approach number two they developed at the beginning, that within the mitzvah of matzah is both themes of chirus and shiva. So the earliest makor for this idea that the mitzvah of matzah, that the din of lechem oni is ma'akev, again, this is, be clear, this is the normative approach, right, is the Yerushalmi, right? The first makor is the Yerushalmi, in Perek Bey's Halacha Dalet in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi here quotes two deos here, the second two deos, which hold that lechem oni is le'ikuv. See, do you have the Koran sheet? See, starting the second line, Reb Yehuda ben Pazi. Right? So, right, the Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, again, one day here, says that lechem oni, particularly the example of matzah, of psul of matzah ashira, is ma'akev. And then we're going to see that the Yerushalmi is going to go on to prove that Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, again, also holds that the lechem oni is ma'akev. So either way, we'll get back to the details a little later. actually in just a moment. But it's very clear that Yerushalmi again quotes two deos which hold that lechem oni is ma'akev. And now we're going to see that the Magen Avraham proves that the Bavli also holds this. And this comes out of a Shachar B'Tarya on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. So again, if everyone can turn to Lamed Ches Amid Beis, again, the context of Lamed Ches, the Gemara Lamed Ches Amid Beis, again, is discussing the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. At the end of the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, Willie, would you mind reading for us? At the end, first starting with the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, starting with the Chalo Satoda. Right, so Chalas HaTod and Rekikei Nazir are basically matzah, right? But if they were made, l'shem menachos, then en yotzei ben. We'll discuss why. But if they were made, basically more just, you know, limkor l'shuk. You just made, you know, these matzos just be sold in the shuk, but you weren't sure exactly what they can be used for. So then you can be yotzei. So now turning to the Gemara on, I guess, the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara is Minan Emili. How do we know? What's the source of the psul? Minan
Emili, Amar Rava, Damar Kro, Mishmartan Samatzos, Matzah, Mishamerez, Hashem Matzah is required. Yotzah, Zo, Sheim Mishamerez, Hashem Matzah.
Alright, sounds like a chisaron and lishma. Right, it's el lishem zevach. Right, so the first suggestion by Rabba, it's a chisaron and lishma. Right, you need the lishma, l'shem matzah, but this is l'shem carbon. Mm-hmm. So Rav Yosef Amar.
Amar kra shivas yam matzah sofelu matzah anechelas shivas yamim yatzas zo she anechelas shivas yam el yom v'layla. If it's toda, then it's going to be most after a day.
Exactly. So therefore, it's right.
Not 7 days.
So therefore, matzah, according to this drush, needs potential to be eaten all 7 days. But this type of matzah would only be eaten for one day and one night. If you skip right down the Gemara, because the Gemara just brings two brisios, which support one supports Rabba, one supports Rabbi Yosef, and then the Gemara asks, v'tepik lei milechem oni?
It tells us that misha nechal ga'aninos has to be eaten with as onin.
Right, so basically, according to Rav Yosef Glili, who has his drasha, the lechem oni, you know, tells you that the ofen achila has to be one as defined as aninos. That doesn't apply to kachim, which can't be eaten by an oni. So the Gemara says technically. These brisios. Or the Mishnah, basically, we pass in like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore they don't hold up that drush. But now the Gemara asks. Right, because these matzos also have other, you know, other juices in them.
Yeah.
Or shem, it really has just shem in it.
For that reason.
The Gemara answers.
Just a revius shem in this collective shiva kamachalo, so it's very, very small.
It basically, yeah. Problem. Exactly. Says Magen Avraham, the fact that the Gemara suggests passeling, right? It suggests, right? Remember, the Gemara Lamed Hey is very important. It says, in Yotzeben, right, in the case where they're asan la'atzmo, in Yotzeben, even b'di'evet. So says the Magen Avraham, the fact that the Gemara says, oh, maybe the reason, right, the sibas ha, you know, psul, the reason why these matzos would be pasul legamri for the mitzvah of matzah is because of the psul of matzah ashira comes out of here, says the Magen Avraham, that the psul of matzah ashira, i.e. the psul of lechem oni, is ma'akev. So you see from the Bavli, the pashas of the Bavli seems to assume that the dinim of lechem oni are not just lechatchila, but they're fully ma'akev. So again, the Magen Avraham proves from this Gemara, again, he uses as a raya against the Ma'aral, as we'll see next, that you see, oh, the psul of matzah ashira is ma'akev. So we have the two deos in the Yerushalmi, and now we have the pashas of the Bavli, as, you know, derived by the Magen Avraham in Tuf, Ayin, Aleph, Sivkatan, Hey. He says, oh, the pashas of the Bavli, Lama Chasam Abiz, seems to prove that, right, that lechem, that the psul of matzah ashira is ma'akev, and therefore you see the lechem oni is ma'akev. And if you look back to the Yerushalmi, If you look carefully at the Yerushalmi also seems to have the same diuk as the Magen Avraham, if one could say that. Right? If you go back to the Yerushalmi, after quoting Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, who says Le'ikuv Esamras, the Yerushalmi is going to be medayik from Rabbi Bun Barachia, that he also holds it's ma'akif, and we'll see what the raya is. Tzvi, if you don't mind. Right, from his words, from his milsay, right, the fact that he, right, from something he said that also implies that he holds it as ma'akev. What did he say? Oh, so what was the question that he asked?
He said, "How can you tell me it's leikov? The Mishnah says."
No, I think he's saying. I think Hasid Reb is a little hard to read in the Yerushalmi, but Hasid Rebbe Bun Barchia. V'hatzeninan chalas toda. I think he's asking, how can you? I think he's saying, how can you be yotze? Remember, the Mishnah by chalas toda also says if there is a way to be yotze, if it's asan limkor b'shuk. What?
He's asking, it's
Matzah Ashira. Exactly, he's asking, how can it be Yotze? It's Matzah Ashira. I think the Gemara is saying the fact that he brings in Matzah Ashira as a question of how can he be Yotze, that shows that he holds his Ma'akev. And they answer him, let's see if they didn't have Mashkin or Rabbi Yotze. Either way. But the Yerushalmi, I think, is bringing a raya from the Rabbi Bun Barchia's Kasha. I think it's just the same way the Magen Avraham brings a raya from Bavli asking that type of question of, shouldn't Matzah Ashira be the basis of Psul? I think the Yerushalmi similarly brings a raya from Rabbi Bun Barchia, the fact that he asks, how can you be Yotze with any types of, you know, Chalas Toda? Don't you have a problem of Matzah Ashira? Again, the Yerushalmi infers from there that Rabbi Bun Barchia holds that Matzah Ashira is a Psul. And it's Makim. So either way, Akan, we basically see number of deos in the Yerushalmi and the Pashas of the Bavli, again, holding a Matzah Ashira is Ma'akim. Again, this represents the normative approach that the Psul of Matzah Ashira and thereby Lechem Oni is Ma'akim, again, which would highlight approach number two as it's developing in the beginning of the Suyak, that Lechem Oni, again, fully integrates into the mitzvah of Matzah, highlighting the mitzvah of Matzah is not limited to Geula, but also has the theme of Shibud within it. Okay, so Agan, again, is what we're calling now, you know, approach 1A, again, within approach number 1, that the Lechem Oni is a din in the mitzvah, and approach, you know, 1A, that not only is it a din in the mitzvah, but it's ma'akev the mitzvah. Okay, so moving on to approach 1B, which says that, while Lechem Oni is a din in the mitzvah, but it's only a kiyam nosaf, right? It's only an added kiyam. It's not ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah itself. Again, big picture, this aligns with the original approach number 1, right? If you think that lechem oni is a separate kiyum, but it doesn't integrate into the mitzvah itself, and therefore it's not ma'akev, the mitzvah itself, that highlights, you know, that first approach we're developing, which saw mitzvah of matzah exclusively focused on the theme of gula, because once you think the mitzvah of matzah is exclusively focused on the theme of gula, so then it would make sense for the factor, the din of lechem oni, to be a side kiyum, which doesn't integrate into the mitzvah of matzah itself, because how can you integrate lechem oni, which is about shibud, if the mitzvah of matzah is exclusively focused on the theme of chayus? So in terms of the, you know, mekoros which support, right, this idea that lechem oni is associated with the mitzvah, but it's only an added kiyam, it's not ma'akev, again, you go back to the Yerushalmi. Right, the Yerushalmi's first two deos, both Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi, the first two deos, quoting the Yerushalmi, say that the psul of Matzah Ashira is only limitzvah is amris. It's only an inyan lechatchila. It's not ma'akev. So again, the earliest source of this idea of lechem oni not being ma'akev, it's only being an added kiyam, is the first two deos in the Yerushalmi, again, back in Perek Beis, halacha dalek. Again, but if you just had that line of limitzvah is amris, you could have said, maybe it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah itself. How do I know that, or I'm saying that it's within this approach number one, that it relates to the mitzvah itself. How do I know that? I think that takes you back to the first line in the Yerushalmi. And the first line in the Yerushalmi seems to be very clear that even the inyan lechatzchila is only dafka related to the mitzvah of matzah. Willie, do you have the first line in the Yerushalmi?
Yeah,
You have a source sheet? See Rabbi Simon.
Simon Hashem Rabbi Yoshua Levi Oso Kazai Shadam Yotze Mo Yidei Chovaso Pesach Sarah Shalom Yehebo Mashkin.
Oh, right. So it's very clear from the Yerushalmi's presentation that the din of Matzah Ashir that we're discussing is specifically the Kazayis Rishon Shadam Yotze Bo Yidei Chovaso Pesach. So again, so therefore, that's the context, and therefore when someone said, when the first today I say the mitzvah is amris, it's very clear that they think it's an inyan l'chatchila within the mitzvah itself, right? There's no evidence within the Yerushalmi that it's this broader, you know, inyan of lechem oni, which, you know, goes beyond the mitzvah matzah. Again, it's very clear that it's associated with the mitzvah matzah, but it's an added kiyum, it's an external kiyum, on the side of the mitzvah of matzah. So again, you have the mitzvah of matzah, which is exclusively focused on the gula, and then while you're, you know, doing that, if you eat matzah, which is lechem oni, you have an additional side kiyum of lechem oni. So that's the Yerushalmi, again, first day, which clearly holds that it's an added kiyum, it's not ma'ake, but it's associated with the mitzvah itself. Now this brings us to the Maral. Again, I wish we had the Maral in Gurus Hashem and the Haggadah. It's the longer piece. I don't think we have it in the Beis Medrash. So the only thing we have is the Magen Avraham's citation of it and a little bit that I had, you know, written down over here. But we'll just mention a couple of points in the Maral, which you might not have been able to get from that which you saw. But it's important that the Maral Shita, again, quoting the Magen Avraham and the Gevuras Hashem and the Sefer of Gevuras Hashem, is that the Maral clearly holds the din of Lechem Oni, of Matzah Ashira, is not Ma'akev. And therefore, if you have a case where you only have access to Matzah Ashira, says the Maral, eat it, l'shem mitzvah. Because if even you will be Mekayim your mitzvah of matzah with Lechem Ashira, says the Maral, the only thing you're not going to be Mekayim is the side kiyum of Lechem Oni. Right, this is the part that I have. Right, Willie, again, if you don't mind reading the Maral. Exactly right, because it's very clear that he thinks that the psul matzah ashira, right, is only ma'akev, the side kiyum of lechem oni, but it's not ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah itself. So therefore, you can even be yonzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah ashira. So again, it's very clear for the Maral that he's paskening like those two deos in the Yerushalmi, which see the psul matzah ashira and the din of lechem oni in general as a side kiyum, and therefore which doesn't integrate into the mitzvah of matzah itself. What's not so clear, I'm not going to remember, makes a small reference to this, but it's fascinating. The Maral's raya, that you're yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, with matzah ashira, is he says, look, a shame matzah le'inyin menachos includes matzah ashira, like as we were saying before, right? Right, menachos, which include matzah, have shemen in them. So says the Maral, fascinating raya, he says, the fact that shame matzah le'inyin menachos includes matzah ashira, so al korchach, that's also the shame matzah le'inyin the mitzvah of matzah. So says Maral, the fact that matzah ashira has a shem matzah l'inyan menachos, who a dinami that matzah ashira will have a shem matzah l'inyan the mitzvah of matzah.
It's not really a right, meaning he's just taking the same assumption that lechem oni is only a sakia, and that's why that raya works. It's not 100% really a raya.
Exactly. So yeah, so we'll get to what potentially his raya is, but the major assumption, as you're pointing out, the Maral, yeah. So the Maral's major assumption, exactly as you're pointing out, and if you look closely at the Magen Avraham, he makes reference to this. Magen Avraham, when he quotes the Maral, he says "V'raya mimenachos." You would have no clue what that means, if not for seeing the Maral inside. But the Maral, what he says inside, is the fact that shem matzah l'inyan menachos includes matzah shira who had dinami for mitzvah matzah. So the obvious assumption is that there's an equation of the shem matzah for menachos with the inyan with mitzvah matzah, because the obvious difference would be lechem oni, exactly like you said. That the major difference, that maybe the din of lechem oni completely transforms the gedder of shame matzah leinyan the mitzvah matzah. But again, the maral, again, you never know what the chicken or the egg is, but obviously the maral is very uncomfortable with saying that the din of lechem oni redefines the mitzvah of matzah. As we suggested earlier, that could relate to, because the maral himself is bothered by the connection between the themes of Shibud and Geula. Remember, he asks, what's the connection of Lechem Oni to the two Geula? So it could be Maral Lishitaso sees Lechem Oni as this external din. Because he says, what's the connection between Lechem Oni and Shibud and, you know, Matzah, which is all about Geula? So therefore, Lishitaso says, yeah, I'm going to equate the Shame Matzah of Menachos with the Shame Matzah of the Mitzvah of Matzah, because don't tell me, oh, Lechem Oni changes anything, because Lechem Oni is clearly an external factor. But Willie's pointing out, it's hard to bring that as a raya, because that's really just coming out, you know.
What is the Gemara Malchus?
Oh, okay. Good. The other raya that the Maharal brings, and I'll, you know, take your question, he says, look, the Pasuk says, Be'erev Tochel Matzos. So, all it says is to eat matzah. And what's the definition of matzah? Look at Menachos. So it's not clear exactly, like, what's the raya from Erev Tochel Matzos? At the end of the day, if you think that Lechem Oni changes the gedder, it changes the gedder. But it could be what the Maral is saying, is that, we made this hour before, is that Lechem Oni, the Pasuk of Lechem Oni is all the way in Devarim. Right? The only time the Torah ever makes reference to Lechem Oni is in this Pasuk, actually in last week's Parsha, in Parshas Re'eh, in Devarim. It could be the fact that all over Shemos, you have all these references to matzah, Be'erev Tochel Matzos, etc., etc., with no reference to Lechem Oni, to the Maral, that tells you, yeah, Lechem Oni is the side kiyum. Because whenever it says Be'erev Tochel Matzos, matzah means matzah like it does, you know, b'chol Torah Kula, and therefore look at the realm of Menachos for the gedder of what matzah is to fulfill the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochel Matzos. And the fact that all the way in Devarim it has this one reference to Lechem Oni, that's not going to be magdir what matzah means throughout Shemos. So it could be that when he says, oh, it says Be'erev Tochel Matzos and look to Menachos, it could be that he's being medayik from the fact that the Torah only characterizes matzah as Lechem Oni all the way in Devarim and never says that in Shemos, whenever it discusses the mitzvah of matzah. Sorry, Tzvi.
I was just thinking that the Ramban says that the shame, we said before that the shame matzah and chametz are connected. You know that the Ramban says that the shame matzah is a shame all year round because of
the mitzvah. Yeah, by Kodan, yeah. By Het Terebala?
Yeah, so maybe that goes all the way. Whenever it's a shame matzah all year round, the Bismikdash creates a shame matzah, so the Bismikdash creates a shame chametz.
Great horror, because the assumption of that Ramban, again, this is it's a larger piece about Isra Bala. The assumption is that there's a connection, right? The assumption is that there is a shame chametz throughout the year based on Menachos, right? There, obviously, the assumption of that is this connection, exactly like Tzvi is saying. So again, the fact that there is a connection between Shem Chametz and Matzah and the Shem Matzah ben Menachos, there are other Mekoros for that, aside from the Maral, and the Ramban's a great example of that. The last thing, we'll move on, we'll discuss, you know, I guess tomorrow, we'll start with the second approach, which sees Lechem Oni as a mitzvah b'tnei atzvo. But the last thing of the Maral is that the question is, how is the Maral going to understand the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara Lama Chasim and Beis? So the Moadim is Manim, in Chela Gimel, Simon Reish Yudalad, and tries to, again, this is Chela Gimel, Simon Reish Yudalad, again, tries to be Miyashid Maral by saying, and when it's still a little hard to read, that when the Gemara says, Vatepikale, you know, the Havale Matzah Ashira, not to be Ma'akiv, the mitzvah of Matzah, but to be Ma'akiv, the separate mitzvah, the separate din of Lechem Oni. Because he assumes that the other din of needing matzah nechelas l'shivas yamim is also not ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah. It's only a separate kiyum. So he understands the whole shach of Atari, at least according to the Maharal, as dealing with separate kiyumim, but not the mitzvah of matzah. Again, it's a very difficult read, because the whole point of the Gemara is trying to justify the is trying to understand the basis of the psul in the Mishnah, which is that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. So again, ayin sham ma'adam is manam. Again, I haven't had a chance to look it up in a little while. But again, he tries to understand the Gemara is talking about a separate inyan, being ma'akiv, the separate kiyam of lechem oni, not being ma'akiv the actual mitzvah of matzah. But again, it's still a difficult read. And the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to be talking about the actual mitzvah of matzah proper. But again, ayin sham v'timsa nachas. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.